Next dictation is on George Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, George English List, S-34717. Dr. Gamero, Director Gamero, this is a follow-up note on Mr. Wiggins. As you recall, he is an 86-year-old delightful gentleman that I've seen for anemia. He returns today for follow-up. Clinically, he complains of fatigue, no abdominal pain, unibowel complaints, fever, chills, nights, a spark of work up here, included the following patient, had seen Dr. Ramos, and underwent an upper endoscopy, which showed multiple linear erosions in the fundus consistent with Cameron's lesion, and there was a single 6-millimeter ulcer in the proximal stomach body, and there was a single small non-bleeding angioectasia in the fundus, and a large-sized hiatal hernia. Colonoscopy showed small polyps in the distal transverse colon and the transverse colon, but also showed radiation-induced proctopathy and internal hemorrhoid spirit. Other hematological workups, stool hemoglobin were negative, hemoglobin here was 11, white count platelets were normal, MCV was 92, ferritin was very low at 26, ANA negative, reticulocyte count 0.8, liver renin profile was normal, serum protein electrophysis immunofixation was normal, B12 folate was normal as well, free kappa light chains were mildly elevated at 35.17, but the kappa lambda ratio was normal impression, iron deficiency anemia, probably secondary to radiation proctopathy, and angioectasia as noted above, number 2 is diabetes mellitus, hypertension, number 3 obstructive sleep apnea, number 4 prostate cancer, status was radiation therapy in 2001. Plan discussed at length with Mr. and Mrs. Wiggins. His ferritin level is very low, which may be the reason of the anemia. Pair will set him up for IV iron and repeat CBC in 2 months. Number 2, he does have mild increased free kappa light chains, however the ratio is normal and no intervention for this would be indicated. Paragraph again, I do wish a care sincerely, insurance on 10, 14, 13.